over the long weekend, the number one movie in Australia and around the world right now is Clint Eastwood's American Sniper.
Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out moving towards the convoy. Her arms aren't swinging, she's carrying something. Yeah, she's got a grenade, she's got an RKG Russian grenade, she's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this? Can you confirm?
Negative. Your call.
It's tense, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, look, if it was a boxing match, it stopped the fight because that's, in my opinion, that's where the, I think the majority of the Academy Awards will go. Like Clint Eastwood and
really?
Bradley Cooper and that film.
Bradley Cooper's amazing.
He is, mate. He's gone to, he's just, with this film, he's just launched to the next level into that another stratosphere of stardom as far as actors are concerned. It's an incredible movie. There's been talk about it glamorizing war. I think it does absolutely, I think it does completely the opposite. When you see what this guy had went through, and it is a true story, he killed 160 men over as a sniper. But what he went through, what he goes through with his post-traumatic stress disorder, it's just, it's god-awful.
Yeah, well, I think it's certainly to a certain degree, Matty, it does glamorise war, the fact that if you're an American who's a decent shot, you can become a hero, and he became a hero. He's called legend, amongst the group, and he obviously was brilliant at his job. And, of course, the great thing about the movie is the opposition, you know, the Iraqi, you know, exactly the same bloke sniping, doing the same thing, killing American soldiers. I was a little bit underwhelmed. I thought it was good. That first initial, is he going to take the shot at the kid or not, was quite amazing, but I just got a little bit disappointed in the end. It wasn't quite as good as I hoped.
It just shows you, you know, what these guys go through, where oftentimes, and this is giving nothing away, this happens in the first minute of the movie, where all of a sudden he sees that this lady, this woman, hands a grenade to this young kid who is going to what he believes is a grenade.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He looks and goes, this is a Russian, sounds like a grenade, and all of a sudden this kid's running towards the American troops. And his mind, he's 99% sure he knows what he's seeing. And he says, has anyone got eyes on this? And they say, negative. Mm. And then the guy next to him says, if you're wrong, they're going to fry you.
Yeah.
So he has to make a decision straight away. And there's other scenes in there where he is faced with a decision. There is one scene where there is a kid who has got a rocket launcher on his shoulder, about to launch it towards Americans. And he's looking at this young kid, and he's got kids at home himself. And he's saying, do I kill this kid?
Put it down.
And I'm going to say what happens. It is, it's an amazing. And how hard it is for these men and many of our Australian soldiers to decompress once they come back from the horrors of fighting in this war over there.
Trick, and the family, and the fact that the families have to take on someone who's a very different person to the father or the lover or the boyfriend or the husband that goes away to war, they come back a different person.
Well, the portrayal by Bradley Cooper of Chris Kyle, the sniper, was so real that it brought tears to his widow, to Chris Kyle's widow.
It was set up around the true story.
So like him, he said, I can't believe how much he's...
And the change of physique from Bradley Cooper.
18 kilos or something.
He's like, you know, it's a great depiction. Pagey, you saw it, you enjoyed it as well.
Loved it. No, I really, really enjoyed
Clint Eastwood, how good is he as a director?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. How does it stack up against, say, Penguins of Madagascar 2? I mean,
look, it's no We Bought a Zoo.
No. Well, I did have it above Into the Woods, but just behind Annie.
Oh, hang on. We've got a caller on the line. We've got to take this man in Lithgow jail for a long, long time. MG's grandfather, Poppy Geyer.
Hey, Poppy, happy Australia Day, brother, from yesterday.
Hey, Marky. Yeah, mate, I'm bloody fuming, mate. I'm calling because I can't believe the Matthew and Chris like that American sniper. I thought it was bloody hopeless.
Yeah, well, Gussie wasn't quite keen on it either, but you didn't like it either, Poppy.
No, I didn't. I thought it was piss weak.
But he killed 160 men.
I killed 260. Did they make a movie about me? And there was no sex scenes. I mean, come on. What kind of movie doesn't have at least one hardcore sex scene?
Well, Poppy, if you watch closely, there was. He made love to his wife.
Marky, marital sex doesn't count. I'm talking real sex. Here, I'll send you a few photos of me and Sunji going at it. That's the sort of stuff I'm after. Real hardcore. Me and the other prisoners turned off the projector with 20 minutes to go and put on the human centipede too again. Yeah, me and Sunja were on liquid Viagra last night. I'm still sore, but boy, it was worth it.
Oh, see you, Poppy. Yeah, we got to go, brother.
Yeah.